West Australian Nationals MP Tony Crook will reveal this morning whether he'll support the federal government's changes to the Migration Act. A vote on the bill to allow offshore processing is due to be voted on in the lower house today. The government needs Mr. Crook's support to get it passed. It's going to be another frustrating day for airline passengers. Qantas baggage handlers and cabin crew are planning a series of strikes at all major airports this morning and this afternoon. In a separate dispute, customs inspectors are also walking off the job over a pay dispute. The Nigerian man known as the underwear bomber has pleaded guilty to trying to blow up a plane over the American city of Detroit on Christmas Day in 2009. Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab has admitted to all 8 charges against him, including terrorism and attempted murder. The plot failed because the explosive stitched into his underwear didn't properly detonate. Authorities in Burma have begun releasing prisoners as part of the government's amnesty involving more than 6,000 detainees. Around 300 political prisoners have been released. They included members of Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy. Sony fears there's been another attempt to hack into its online entertainment networks. The company has suspended 93,000 accounts. The alarm was raised when a wave of unauthorised sign-in attempts were detected. In April, a cyber attack compromised more than 100 million accounts and forced the company to temporarily shut its PlayStation network and other services.